Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Jake, I found a DM
Dude,
on our correct opinion. Oh, on our correct opinions. Oh, I have too many DMs on my Instagram. I get a gender reveal DM every 5 seconds ever since I brought up gender reveals again. So thank you guys for sending me those. I love it. But I got a DM on Correct Opinion. Someone came to the show in Greensboro over the weekend.
Thank you.
Shout out Greensboro. We had a nice time. And she said, just FYI, she said that the show was great. Very nice. What's up, girl? She goes, also tell Jake he looked different on stage than he does in his pictures. So huh. I am interested.
So
kind of a classic.
It could be worse.
Classic compliment insult. I love those.
Push and pull. I need to take better pictures.
Yeah. Online, people watching right now, 4 out of 10.
Just wait until you see this in person.
Yeah. But in person, it is, yeah. Photos underwhelming. In person, I mean, like, maybe that, has that always been your play? Or is that
an no? I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, I would say in general, more often than not, I think a woman is more attractive in person than on Instagram or something. But I don't think there's a big variety in how I appear.
But you think men look better in pictures? You find men more attractive online.
But
kind
men,
of behind closed doors.
I find them more attractive like in magazines and like on like Safari incognito mode and like stuff like that. Like that's when they look the best to me. They look almost as good as my sister.
Yeah.
In those instances. Yeah. But in person, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we had a great time at the show. I got myself a nice insult compliment. Guy goes, every guy we meet is like,
I didn't know who you were.
I didn't know who you were. He goes, listen, man, she shows her the videos. I hate your videos. But what I just saw, I'm a fan. That was awesome. So I was like, thank you.
Thank you.
Also, hate, though? Well, you're going to have one of the videos, right? You liked one.
Surely one of them
maybe
resonated.
Make a lot of them, but.
Would you rather have him like the stand-up and not the videos, or vice versa?
When he's standing there talking to me in my face, I think that would have been better than the opposite. If he's like, hey, man, love your videos. Holy cow, I'm obsessed. But what I just saw, I hated that. And I feel like that would have been worse, yeah. But vice versa, if someone commented like, Saltray Live, he sucked, but this video rules. I don't know. I don't really prefer either, actually, as I'm saying.
You'd rather them just be nice?
Yeah, I'd rather them just maybe... I'd like for everyone to like everything I do.
Yeah.
If I could have that as an option.
Yeah. No, I think I would much rather have the stand-up complimented because...
No, I agree.
The internet stuff has already been validated. Right. Like you have a million subscribers.
Yeah.
We know that
and
people
I think
like
we
that.
Know. And the videos are like... I hate the videos. It's like, well, we're whipping these up in a few days, you know, twice a week. It's like, oh, the show I've been... putting together for 2 years.
Hopefully
it was okay. But he said he liked it, so that's good. That's a good point.
We also get a lot of the comments, which this isn't quite as backhanded, but it's just funny. You know, people are just trying to be nice, but you know, some some white mom in her 40s will come up to this happened literally last night. And she said, hey, I just want to tell you before we, they were like in line to meet and take pictures with Trey. And she comes up to me, hey, before I even get to Trey, I just wanted to tell you, I watch a lot of stand-up comedy. I watch a lot of Netflix originals, huge Comedy Central fan, and you were funny. Yeah. It's like, Deborah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
That means like, so much. Yeah, from...
I'm basically the Simon Cowell of Greensboro. And I'm hitting that red X, baby. Or gold X, whatever it is.
Whatever, golden microphone.
Golden microphone.
You got it.
You got it.
Which it's obviously very nice, but it's just so funny. People need to validate their compliment before they just give the compliment. Like, look, Ray Romano, yeah. I was into him in 91.
Yeah.
And I thought you were funny.
That's why we start, you and I start our sets with it. I get up there and you guys, okay, my name's Trey. I'm a funny guy. Before we get started, this will be funny.
The goal is to be funny. So I hope you guys knew that. And if not, now you know.
Now you know. You prepare.
And then Trey, he says, let the jokes begin. And then he rings two big cymbals together and then he starts. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a fun way to start.
Among the people we took photos with, I took a photo with a nice black couple.
Oh, never mind. I thought you were going to tell the other story.
Oh, I'll tell that too. And it's always great because it's a lot of white people, but we always have a little bit of diversity, which I'm proud of.
Yeah.
It feels illegal if it was 100% white. That was just, I feel like we shouldn't go on
with the evening. We've gone back in time. Yeah.
So they were super nice. And she was like, I was telling my husband on the way here, I was like, do you think there'll be a lot of white people at this show? And he was like, yes, honey, I do. They were, but they got a nice shout out. They were great. Oh, I remember I asked her, because I messed with someone. I asked people, you know, I messed with the crowd, whatever. I asked them if they do a gender reveal. Anytime I've ever asked any white person that is, I mean, 99 times out of 100, they've said yes.
Yes.
And that's the first time I've happened to ask a black woman that, and she had a resounding, heck nah. Which I thought was hilarious.
I was very far away from the stage and I heard it. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, got it. She did not have a gender reveal.
And then, yeah, the best. So it was the last show in Greensboro. So we're like, hey, let's pop out here. Let's meet some people. And then it was a husband and wife. He comes up to me and goes, hey, man, let's do a funny photo where I hold you. He's going to like pick me up. And this guy was big, muscled up guy. So I was like,
good traps.
Okay. I need to learn to maybe not sign up for some of this stuff. So he goes to pick me up. Maybe this gentleman had too much to drink on a Sunday and
yes,
basically just suplexed me into the pavement. And and then he got up. He's like, oh, let's try that again. I was like, okay, no, no, sir. Ma'am, is this, you gonna? And we took a photo.
Meanwhile, I'm in a different part of the line. Some girl got my attention because she wanted me to autograph a pickleball that she brought with her.
No way!
Which was a very unique experience.
Is that your first autograph?
Not my first autograph, but my first sporting good.
Tell me you still have no idea what to do. Like in your autograph and you just kind of scribble on it. Like, do you have an autograph?
First of all, yeah. No, I don't. I sign when I go to a restaurant once a week. And that's the only time I even write anything down. And two, this girl was younger than me. I even asked her, I go, what are you going to do with this? I was like, why don't we just get a selfie or something? She's like, that would be fun. I'm like, I just really don't know like what the point of this autograph is for. I mean, yeah, of course I will do it.
Yeah.
But also wasn't easy. Have you ever signed a t-shirt? Like t-shirts are a little tricky.
I think so, yeah.
This is full of holes. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of real estate. Anyway.
Yeah, you gotta get creative.
I'm mid pickleball signing and then Trey is just on the ground. I mean, I see Trey's legs up in
the
air.
He just hears,
ugh! I was like, what is happening? I seriously thought like there were like you got like just cold cocked or something. Seriously, I just you were down on the ground.
Did you made fun of how my wife named our son Brexton. And then he just suplexed.
And I saw Alan and some other people kind of just like gently be like, all right, I think we're good here. Yeah. So I was like, all right, must have not been that bad, but
yeah,
got my attention.
That was a good VIP moment for sure.
Yeah.
I liked that.
We need to go out there more.
Yeah. Correct opinions, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 101.
101.
just my voice just tired from the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
It's good plosive good. Sound there.
Welcome back. We have another fun episode. 101 roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
But we came straight back and we're making the podcast because we're dedicated to the people. Our recti. I met a few recties in Greensboro.
It was fun.
I love just like this. Be like some sweet like blonde girl, she's like, I am a recty. Hey. Like totally normally. It's like, I'm sorry, I've done this to all of us.
Yeah. It was I heard it from like a high school boy. He's like, hey, we're all recties.
Right.
Like, nice. Okay. Don't say that for your parents.
Yeah, yeah. For our under 18 fans, we'll come up with a new name because I feel like I'm gonna get in trouble from somebody. So, speaking of that, at one of the shows, I love this because the show is great. Of course, we have quite a few moms there.
Yeah,
love moms. I have a mom, love her.
Same.
You haven't met your mom, but I bet she's great. Someday. You like her?
Yeah.
Derek, you rock with your mom, or y'all kind of.
Yeah, she lives here.
Oh, nice.
You guys, they rock.
Say, we all, yeah.
We all rock.
And I was messing with this one lady at the show, and I forgot what I was saying to her. Oh, she was being kind of the loud woman or something. I was messing with her. Oh, no. She said she met her husband on, like, Match.com or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, or eHarmony. I was like, somebody's old or something.
Mm-hmm.
Messing with her, and I was like, I tried to ask her something. I was like, how long have you been together? She's like, you know what? I'm actually done talking to you because you've been rude. I was like, she's put me in my place. I was like,
you're at a comedy show,
yeah,
ma'am.
Yeah. I'm being reprimanded by someone else's mom. I like went back in time. I was like, I started apologizing. No, I thought that was great. I was like, this is perfect for my show.
Oh, yeah.
How mom's like, yeah, like, you know what?
That's it.
Yeah. You could be funny, but you better. There is a line, young man. There's a lot of moms here. We'll all get on you.
It's like interrupting a TED talk, being like, hey, enough information. All right. I can't write this all down. Stop.
That was a little too much. Okay.
It was too confusing.
You may continue.
Yeah.
But watch it.
Like the comedian wants to engage with you slightly. Yeah. Okay. You know what? That's it. All right. Enough with the jokes and the ha-has.
Did you catch that?
I was out in the audience. Yeah. For that. Yeah. That was
so funny. Yeah. I'm actually done. You were being a little rude. So.
Yeah. She said, like, I don't want to answer that because you're going to be rude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. Okay.
That was great.
I talked to a guy in the audience. I don't know if you interacted with him. I think it was Late Show Saturday, and his name was Buck. And he said it like Buck. And I was like, we are in North Carolina
Buck.
Now. Yeah, Buck. Yeah, it was just
Buck.
And then I had Gordon and Steve. Steve Abbott was the most country of them all, but pretty much every guy I picked on had an accent. It was awesome.
That's good.
I really enjoyed it.
It's my first time in North Carolina.
Really?
Great place. We had cookout. Very overrated.
Yeah. I think people say, like, oh, you got to go cook out for the milkshakes. Here's the deal. Everyone knows how to make a milkshake. If that's the number one reason to go to your
spot.
That's
true. Yeah.
I don't know.
I have a hot take on ice cream, too. I'm starting to get a little over the ice cream.
Anti-cream?
I like ice cream. People are like, it's the best ice cream in town. Have you ever had ice cream that tastes different than other ice cream?
Ice cream, pizza, donuts. I do not care where it's from. I will eat it regardless.
Donuts, pizza can get... There's bad pizza out there.
That's true. I'll give you that. Donuts.
What have you ever had bad ice cream?
No, never.
Sonic?
Yeah. Derek's anti-Sonic cream.
Oh, okay. He's an ice cream aficionado a little bit.
I guess so.
You're not a soft serve guy. That's, well, custard.
Frozen custard's fire.
Custard's in its own category. That's different. Throw a few egg yolks in there. It gets real good. It's
nuts.
But ice cream, it's all... The only difference... The only time places get popular because of their ice cream is because they put... Just a bunch of really yummy stuff in the ice cream.
They have Fruity Pebbles as an option. Like, you got to go there. They got cereal. It's still ice cream.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So I'll love it. I'll eat it. But we don't need to go out of our way to go to this place. It's ice cream.
I will say.
Bluebell.
Cookie two-step. Ooh. Dance your way into my belly, baby.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
You can dance all the way through my bowels.
Yeah, you can waltz.
Out of there.
I don't care what you do.
That's all good.
Yeah. Backstroke. You wouldn't have to run. You can start doing swimming motions out of there. Yeah. Get liquidy. Cookout. All three of us got dinner last night for $12. So that's a plus.
Cookout.
But is it?
It's a famous fast food in the Southeast mainly, and everyone there was like, gotta get it. It's one of those where I'm starting to become a guy. Back in the day, I was 16. If you're like, hey, you can have this whole pizza for $1, I'd be like, that's awesome. And now I'm like, no.
I want it to cost a little.
Yeah, it needs to cost a little more than that. We went to cookout. I was like, we'll have fries, onion rings, a burger, chicken strips, a pulled pork sandwich, and two hot dogs. Yeah. Like, it'll be $12. I was like, oh, did you get... I think you missed...
I think
like,
you missed the last three-fourths of what I said.
Out. I was like, why is this only $12?
And you've got it ready now.
You've got it...
Oh.
It was a little unsettling the whole time.
although I will say we might have made a breakthrough. Some of the recties might know. For 2 years now, I've been allergic to red meat. Last night, Cookout gave me a pulled pork sandwich. I was so hungry. I was like, maybe I just go for it. I ate about half this sandwich. It tasted like what I know we were just ragging on Cookout, but when you haven't had pork for 2 years, this was the bell of the ball. This was the filet mignon. It was nice.
What a way to return. It was like 75 cent pork.
I was like, this is amazing. How
good this is. Imagine if you had some award-winning pulled pork.
It was crazy how good that tasted to me. And I didn't, granted I went to bed pretty quickly after, but I did not feel any side effects. We might have turned the corner on the cows and the piggies.
Okay, so far so good.
So stay tuned.
But let me tell you, so this might be a TMI story, but you got to give it 12, 24 hours because we went late night Taco Bell. Oh, this is, we'll tell the story. So Greensboro Comedy Club, the green room we sat in.
Oh my gosh.
Was like a closet off of the kitchen. So we didn't have a bathroom back there.
And hold on. Do it justice. Fully explain what this green room
is. It is linoleum floors. There's an ice machine in the corner. There's
a desk with like computers and like a fax machine in there. I mean, this is like straight out of the 80s.
Yeah, it's like a tiny closet office thing.
It's also where they keep like different alcohol and like grenadine and like it's drink
storage added. Closet as well.
Yeah, so every receipt since 98 was in a bucket in there.
And we had late night Taco Bell the night before. So we're like, ooh, Saturday night, that show was fire. Let's go get, or that was Friday night. Let's get Taco Bell. We deserve it. And then that was Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then it literally hits me at 10 minutes to showtime the next day. And we don't have a bathroom. And I remember going out back and I was legitimately like scouring kind of the woods in the back. Like, do I need to Bear Grylls this number two?
It was going to be that bad that you were willing to poop in the woods before going on stage?
Yes.
That was better than the alternative?
It was Texas two-stepping.
Yeah. Huh.
Big time. And number I truly was like, I was already thinking in my head, this is going to be a funny story one day, the time when I pooped my pants in Greensboro. And luckily we...
Greensboro.
I was just like, I think I can do it. And Alan helped me run over to the bathroom because we had to like go through the crowd to the bathroom. You were like on stage performing and they see me like walking through the crowd. I was like, just pay, watch Jake. It's fine.
I just need to go to the bathroom.
They were pretty transfixed. So good job. You were killing it. And we narrowly avoided a disaster. So
good job.
Yeah, I think that will be the last of Taco Bell or Cookout I get on a show weekend.
It's amazing how many places, how many cities we go to still have nothing open that late. It's just hard to find food places sometimes. But
I know. That's good.
One other thing about Cookout, I don't even know if you fully noticed this. They do, a lot of Cookouts have double drive-through. So you can like pull up on each side of the building, which is great unless you drive in America and you're not on the right side of the car. So if you go double drive-through, you're just tossing fries like 8 to 9 feet through the window.
How do they do that? They walk over there?
I don't know what they do. We had
is it like a bank? Like, shunk, thunk, and they just like shove back the
burger
sauce
all
in there.
I think that's what it is.
That'll be $3. Yeah, I know. We did a Chick-fil-A run and the line was like 78 cars.
It was insane.
We're just like, we believe in them. And they got us through there.
They pulled through. I also had Jason's Deli for the... We ate good this weekend.
Jason's
I had Jason's Deli,
Deli
for
dog.
The first time ever.
It's so different.
It was... Even before we had anything, I was like, I like this place. I got to come back to this place.
What Brad said, you feel like you're at a ski lodge in there or something. Yeah. It's very laid back. Decor hasn't been updated in 25 years. But I did get ticked off because I'm going to go in there. I got T-Bell. I got to get a little healthier. Give me that salad bar. Because the salad bar is just... It's like an all-you-can-eat salad buffet, baby. And you just fire it up in there. And they go up and they go, by the way, our salad bar is now only one trip.
Oh, so it's not a salad bar. This is just like a...
So it's only one trip to the trough?
Yeah.
So I showed them. You saw that bowl I piled high. I put a pound of lettuce on
You were still chewing some of it this morning on the airplane.
Like, I was like...
I hadn't got all of it out.
Curd from a cow or whatever. cud. Cows chewed cud, right?
And they make...
You're a farm guy.
Curd if it's, expired enough out of their... teats. Speaking of cow's teats, I got fired up. Jason's Deli had an ice cream machine. I haven't had one of those since like a Carnival cruise.
That ice cream kind of sucked, actually.
I mean, it was normal like cafeteria ice cream, which is fine. It was great ice cream still. That was
awesome. Did you ever used to go to like an old people's cafeteria growing up?
An old people's? Oh, yeah. Like with my grandparents.
Luby's? You ever heard of that?
That does not sound like a place I should be allowed to go to. Much less with my grandparents.
Yeah.
Get a hold of yourself. Luby's, dude?
Lube me up, brother.
Where else you go? Knockers and Hardee's? I guess Hardee's is a spot.
Bazookas?
Yeah.
Luby's, dude.
Luby's.
I,
never been.
Last time I was at Luby's, I had to assist a probably 90-year-old married couple who had both fallen in the parking lot.
Oh my God.
It was, that's kind of the vibe there. They were fine.
You lubed them up and got them in their car?
Yeah. Said, I was like, hey, you guys must have gotten too lubed up. And we all laughed. And
I did put some lube on Gladys's kneecaps. They were a little tight. It was about to rain, so they were tightening up. Yeah. But very sweet people.
Well, that's where I grew up. I grew up going to the cafeteria, man. I just fill up my plate, fried chicken and Jell-O. That's what Derek has for dinner still.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
My grandpa and I would go to Heritage.
Picky Eaters alert. Check out Gene Shorts. Comedy.
Gene Shorts comedy, guys, on YouTube.
Picky Eaters be like.
Yeah, I would go to Heritage Cafe with my grandpa. That was his favorite spot.
And why do old people love those cafes? Am I going to really love those one day?
I don't know what it is about it.
What is it?
It's just that...
They just lube them up in the back?
The sound that the mashed potatoes make when you slap them on your plate, I think, that keeps you coming back.
I don't know why. Or is it...
Soft flooring.
Soft flooring. Most of the food in there is like you don't necessarily need teeth.
And it's like the color of your skin.
Yeah.
It's like all very like...
Kind of leathered and like, shriveled.
Yeah. Yeah, not as tight as it should be.
Right.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
That's probably... Yeah. Because we all eat stuff the color of our skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have... for instance, I like... olive oil, olives have very olive complexion.
Yeah, love white meat.
Yeah, you love to eat.
But I'm turning a corner.
White Wonder Bread and...
Pulled pork. Turning a corner.
Maybe that's why you're allergic to pulled pork.
Ah.
But I was like, this is a little too much red in it.
Yeah. Use SPF 50, so you probably can't handle a hamburger. One other thing about Greensboro I wanted to talk about is Trey got a DM Saturday night after like one of the shows, and it was an invitation. I think normally we would even entertain an invitation like this, but we got sent an address, and I think the words were big house party.
Yeah, something like, I know this sounds so sketchy, but come over. Here's the address. Having a big after party, and we're always trying to find something to do. In Greensboro, not a lot to do.
Not a lot.
There's not like any bar scenes or anything kids are going to. So, and these people right up front, I interacted with the show, a few married couples our age.
Seemed normal.
I looked at the address. Dope million dollar house
on so a we're golf like, course.
Should we? We're like, I don't know. And I was just like, thanks for coming to the show. What's up? And they're like, I mean, seriously, you should come. You could get up on the next game of Spikeball. And that's where, like,
we were like potentially on our way at that point. And there was like, dude, we got an opening for Spikeball. It's like,
can't be that big of a party. Is there six of you playing Spikeball?
Yeah. Wait, are we getting sweaty at this party?
Number one. You and I would absolutely murk them in Spikeball.
That would be the last time.
Which would be brutal, right? Dude, I take mercy on no one. Some sweet girl that came to my show, VIP.
Sorry.
Smack.
VIP, meet the MVP. All right.
Yeah, sorry. That Spikeball's on the fairway now. You got to go get it. And, yeah, second of all, that's not a... What kind of party is that? I just was like... My one thought on that DM was like, I really do have the whitest fans in the world. And that's okay.
Even their after party, they can't help it.
Yeah.
They live on a golf course. They're playing Spikeball. I mean, it just exudes out.
Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, that was so funny. Because we were all like, maybe we should go. It could be a fun memory, a fun story. If nothing else, we'll just pop in for 10 minutes. And you get that DM. We were all just like,
oh.
Hard to pop in for 10 minutes on a Spikeball party.
Yeah.
Especially if there's four of them. They're going to know when we leave. You can't just sneak out the back. Where you guys going? Cookout, probably. It's the best restaurant in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's good. You gotta try it.
Yeah.
What's going on? Well, what are you up to this week, man?
Dude, hopefully golfing a lot. We golfed a lot this past weekend, and I feel like you and I both played better as the day went on, which I'm just riding that.
Yeah.
That momentum.
A lot of momentum. Yeah. We got better. I'm a golfer now. I'm just slowly becoming wider by the day, and I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Except
you don't use white golf balls,
which is
good for you.
Thank you.
Trey's more of a breast cancer guy on the golf course.
Right.
I'm more of I found a yellow ball in the woods on the front nine. And proud to say, for the golfers out there, Didn't lose it. The entire back nine kept one ball. Bright yellow. Big bird.
Screw it. Yeah, I need a ball that stands out. I want to contrast with the green grass so I can find the dang thing. So, I mean, if anyone makes purple balls, I'll play with them. Won't play with blue balls, but I will play with just about any other type.
You should have seen Trey. Never mind.
I just get out there. I just get infuriated, but it's all good.
Trey is the only person I've seen make a divot on the green, which is
yeah.
A good time.
I did a kick in frustration. I'm still learning the etiquette of the game. I probably shouldn't.
I guess you're not supposed to do that, but they don't tell you explicitly not to. They just say, like, hey, drive your golf cart on the fairways only.
Yeah.
They don't say, don't put a divot 3 inches from the hole.
Don't do donuts on the green. No one told me that.
Okay, well, this next time, tell me.
Yeah. I thought the sand pit was for fun. No one told me.
Got a quick volleyball game with my white friends.
Come on.
But yeah, hopefully golfing this week. As soon as we're done today, I'm picking up some new clubs from Facebook Marketplace.
Are you really?
Meeting at a gas station. That should be fun.
Okay.
I've had some nice camaraderie back and forth with this guy.
Does he seem like a nice middle-aged old man? Is he going to talk your leg off? What do you think?
No, we have 8 mutual friends on Facebook. He's a younger guy. All of our mutual friends are like people in their 20s. So this guy will be at my wedding. Mark my words.
Okay.
I'm going to form a friendship with him in the Quick Trip parking lot today.
Yeah.
I feel like I've already won him over. I've been doing some little self-deprecating jokes. You know, I'm so bad at golf, it doesn't even matter what. You know, I'm throwing some ha-has in there. He's throwing some LOLs in there. We're on to something. It's going to be beautiful.
How many times do you think this will happen? Will you all get those little fun kind of dad jokes there? Like, and trust me, man, there's I left plenty of good shots left in these.
Now, one thing I'll let you know, these clubs don't work great. At least for me, they never go straight.
Do they actually work, though? Because I am paying you cold hard cash.
Not like glued together or anything, right? Everything still works.
I don't know. You'll love them. Yeah, you'll... But I'll tell you what. If you need humbling, is it the perfect toy? Golf is God's way of humbling the proud.
You're going to love these clubs as much as my wife loves getting them out of the garage.
Oh, Tiger Woods, huh? He is sure a great, but one round with these, and you'll understand why he went off the wall.
Tiger Woods, one of the best golfers. I guess that makes me Kitty Cat Woods.
Seriously, I have
found myself in the woods late at night. Wrecking my Cadillac SUV, much like Tiger Woods did, and I was very confused.
But everything's good. Yep.
So look out for that.
Mm-hmm. Where's Tiger? Is he good?
I think he's good.
Is he gonna play again? I guess so. I think you hear maybe.
I don't know. Text him. See what he says.
Okay.
All right, we'll get back to him with Tiger's.
Okay. I'll text him.
Okay, cool. If not, I have Charlie's TikTok, so I can just message him.
Yeah.
Okay, hey man.
I texted him.
Okay. Thanks.
That'll be good.
But yeah, I'm trying to think what else. Hopefully golfing, new golf clubs.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Going to a potluck Wednesday night tonight.
A potluck, like with friends. What are you bringing?
I don't know.
I am tomorrow night.
Potluck boys.
I have...
PLB.
PLB, baby. The potluck boys. Who are you in a potluck? Are you the type that puts forth effort? You're kind of in the middle. You're... You... try to do the least? What's your vibe?
The effort I will be putting forward is mainly going to go to conversationally. I will bring it when it comes to energy, enthusiasm, okay, overall likability at the party.
Right.
But as far as like baked goods,
I think that's a balance. Yeah, yeah, I think it's a balance. You're bringing a nice addition socially, but yeah, if you're someone who's there and you're a total loser,
you better bring a full ham,
creme brulee, brother. Okay, yeah, you come in there with some whack personality, you better come with some fresh homemade sourdough or something.
I want deep dish, homemade crust. Yeah. Stuff it with something. Cookie two step for dessert.
So like this Jake guy didn't bring anything. Like, just wait, look at him over there. He's working the room.
He's wearing new polka dot t-shirt. He looks incredible.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh.
But seriously, this is a legitimate question, because the group text is like, let me know if you're coming, and when you do, what you'll be bringing. So I can't RSVP until I know what I'm bringing. Here's my question. To a potluck with, you know, probably 20 people coming, can I bring just seltzers?
Is there a theme? Simply a theme.
Is there typically a theme?
There's no theme.
I think it's themeless.
Themeless.
That
word sounds weird.
It sounds like, yeah, Mike Tyson saying, yeah, it was super smooth. It was themeless.
Themeless. Seltzers is probably, like you said, you even it out. It's fine. Like, I don't know.
Seltzers and a snack.
You could also, I don't know. You could try, like what I did with ours, is let the girl I'm married to do it all.
I don't know if you
could try that somehow.
Why did I ever think about that? That's why I've
been to one too many potlucks.
Yeah,
like, this is a lot of work.
I finally
proposed to some chick.
I remember in your vows, the word potluck came up
four
or five times, and I didn't know why at all.
Just remember, I really, really like potato salad. Don't put raisins in it.
Don't. It's a waste. It's not even salad at that point.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and I do.
I do, for richer or poorer, with raisins or without. But please, for the love of God, without.
Doing a potluck. Yeah, for the potluck. Potluck for someone's pregnant. That's the amount of showers I'm about to attend. It's going to start all over again. I've had a nice, it was wedding after wedding for a few years. Got through that. And now that's beginning.
You're in the pregnancy stage now.
But showers are no fun. Weddings are very fun.
Weddings are awesome.
Showers are at like 1:30 in the afternoon.
Huh.
Yeah, I can't make that.
You're driving golfing around the golf course. See if you can drift strangers into the sand pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's dew on the grass. It's fun.
But that's going to begin. I don't know how many of those will happen, but.
Yeah, there's like there's trimesters to being an adult. There's all my friends are getting engaged. All my friends got married. Now all my friends are getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the third trimester.
Right.
So, congrats. Keep me posted.
That's a good point.
And, what are you bringing to your potluck? Or I guess Katie's doing most of it.
Okay, was going to be bad. What?
your potluck. You and Katie, what are you providing?
I worked the road to help us buy the things Katie did all of it for.
Got it.
It's how I'm justified. No, I'm usually helpful, but yeah. She took it upon herself. Cheddar, she's like, you're gone, I got it. I think she... It's like, does to decorations or something? I don't know.
I don't know if you know what a potluck is. She's bringing decorations?
Oh, man. We're going to look stupid. How do we eat these, you idiot?
Seltzers sounded pretty good once you brought a place.
No, I think you should know. Because you just witnessed what Katie cooked.
Yeah.
There's a reason she's decorations girl, not food.
It looked like a fossil. If you told me like a baby elephant left this footprint in the Galapagos Islands 5,000 years ago.
She wants, she's a healthy person, which I'm grateful for. My cholesterol's gone down.
Good job.
But she's like, I made these muffins. The only thing in them is carrot pulp, bananas, and olive oil or something. I'm like, are they good? That just doesn't. There's just no way that's going to.
Does that magically become amazing?
Yeah.
When you get them hot?
She texted me this morning as we were on the way flying back. She was, I'm going to be out for work when you get home. And those muffins are out, but just FYI, they're not good. And I responded, I already knew that.
Yeah, I knew that the second you told me the ingredients.
Yeah.
You don't need to confirm this with me.
Hey, I'm really excited to try this new recipe I found. I made popsicles. And it's made out of... kale water and cashew bits and dirt. But I'm just disappointed it didn't end up tasting good.
Once I froze it, it was just not as good.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
I think it was the dirt.
You can try it if you want, but
yeah,
it was probably. Yeah, she's been gardening, which has been kind of fun.
Now I've heard that word. What is that?
Mm. It's yeah. I mean, I was right there with you. These things grow out of the ground. So food originates in the ground. I thought people just like whipped it up in.
I thought it just came from the kitchen.
Yeah. So she's been growing food out of the ground, which.
That seems like the way to do it.
Stuff to wrap her head around, but then also the plants are dying rapidly. Mm. So she's put forth a lot of effort for us to have eaten 9 cucumbers.
Hmm.
But, you know, it's kind of cool still.
Yeah, that does sound awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I had that.
Yeah, right?
Dang.
She can help you out. She can teach you.
Oh, I could be bringing seltzers and cucumbers to the potluck. Oh, I would be set.
Decorations. I've done the math, and it is pretty amazing. We've 9 cucumbers. We've lost probably $28
since the farming process.
Yeah, so it's been worth it and fun, and the cucumbers taste not as good as the rest of grocery store ones.
Yeah.
So I think all in all, it's been a really...
That's a beautiful, beautiful experience. It's almost like, and granted, you're the gardener, not me, but it's almost as if plants and farming and food wasn't meant to be grown in the backyard of a metropolitan area in the heat of the summer. Does that sound right, or am I just saying crazy things?
I don't know anything, and she sounds like she winged it for herself, so I don't know. She just planted it, and it grew for a bit, and then it died, and we were like, well, that was fun, but it was kind of exciting. I was into it. I'd walk by and be like, ooh, that one's getting pretty big. I was like, what am I, 90 years old? This is ridiculous. Or I just showed you my Dyson vacuum. I was like, this is pretty. We really splurged, man. And you're just like, are you good? Are you going to have a walker the next time I see you?
Yeah. Like, did you read the paper this morning?
Yeah.
How was it? What was your favorite headline?
It's fine. Yeah.
What would you say is the oldest part of your personality right now?
Right now I just am ecstatic to set my alarm nice and early to go walk the golf course.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning. You're going to do that?
I think so. That's fairly old. Not too old, right? I'm excited for... I'm going to get an MRI soon. I'm pretty excited for trying to figure out an ailment I have.
Okay. I didn't know if it was just for fun. Doctor, can I just get a once over? Just run me through once and see if anything shakes up.
Have you ever had an MRI?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about them. I got a lot to say about
MRIs. I had to get one, I don't know, a few years ago, and I went back in a tube and...
They put an ambulance on top of you.
I was like, pull me out. I couldn't do it.
Oh, from claustrophobe?
Yeah. I had to like gear up for it and like try again. I remember leaving there like a shell of a man.
Really?
I was like, I think I was like, started dating Katie. I was like, someone needs to sign up for a man in her life, and you want me to save you from bad guys? I'm like, I can't even get through an MRI. So
yeah.
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
It was
crazy.
The only time I've had one was in like 8th grade or something. So maybe technology has changed, but both in the size and the sound of this machine, it was like an ambulance was on top of me. It is so loud, but not even a consistent like siren. Like it mixes it up for you every like 3 minutes.
Oh, it's like horrible.
You know, it's awful. And then because people do get claustrophobia, they have this like little vent that's like right on your face, I think, to cool you off or everything. They have lasered this in right at the tip of my nose.
It's like Chinese air torture.
Oh my gosh, I'd rather be waterboarded. Yeah, I'm trying to blow into it to you know, move it out. Yeah, I'm like, am I in a cage of howler monkeys?
This is a ride at Disneyland?
And you can't move at all. Like, they're taking these really slow-moving pictures that, you know, it's like taking a... For my photographers out there, it's like taking a long exposure picture, basically, is what they're doing. You know, so you have to stay super still. You got this air blown right at your nose.
I wanted to fist fight the attendant. They're like, I was like breathing. She's like, sir, press the button. Sir, you need to really remain still. Like, do you want me to die? How else do I do? I feel like I'm about to.
And then, I don't know if this is still happening now. She gives me a little shot in my arm and then unscrews a tube from the needle and then walks out of the room. I'm like, Miss. Miss. I'm in eighth grade. Wound. Yeah. I'm hitting the button. There's a needle in my arm. You forgot a needle. Oh, yeah. We'll come back in a little bit. And like, I still don't know if that was like supposed. Did you forget? And are you like, it's cool? No, it turns out like halfway through, they come back in. They screw something. It was like saline or something. They screw something back into this like tube in my arm and they shoot it into me. This part was actually kind of cool. It was so cold that for just like two heartbeats, I could feel it going into my heart and back out to my arms.
Yeah.
Just like two beats. That was sick. But anyway, you're going to love this. You're not going to be surprised. I somehow in the midst of all this, I fell asleep while getting an MRI and I started twitching.
Another one died. That happens sometimes.
Claustrophobia got the best of him.
Yeah.
No, I fell asleep in the middle of all of this. And so they're like, sir, we're going to have to do this all over again. You were twitching in your sleep. I was like, yeah, they're like, shouldn't I be rewarded?
Stay really still. You're doing the crazy like twitch thing when you sleep.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Stay still, sir. Stop falling asleep.
I just had a dream. I was taking a charge against Hakeem Olajuwon. Yeah. Sorry.
Sir, how are you falling asleep? Yeah. That's like the only purpose of the MRI. The noise is just to keep people away.
That's, yeah, I was like, I should be rewarded. I conquered this machine. Man versus beast.
Yeah, you did.
I did it. And now I got to do this over again. You
should have your own travel show or something. Man versus robot. Jake Triplett takes on another. And yeah, you're on a...
Different scenarios I have to fall asleep with things, with robots doing stuff to me.
Yeah, exactly. It's just robots designed to just poke you and you just nod off. Like, how does he do it?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I was sitting next to a cute girl on my second flight today, and I was like, this never happens. It's showtime. Boom, asleep in 2 minutes. Didn't say a word to her.
Okay.
I couldn't even make it through the seatbelt instruction.
Okay.
I
was just asleep. Once they stop the announcement, I'm going to introduce myself.
I'm going to go in. Can't even see.
Okay, we got this. Yeah, you start to hear the hum. It takes off. Like, okay.
It's your time.
And then the whole, you try to say something to her. She's like, no, you freak. You were twitching and slapping me for an hour. What is wrong with you?
So is Kansas City your home? Or are you just like here for work? Or like, hey, sir, if you can't keep your hands to yourself while you're sleeping, quite frankly, I don't want to talk to you.
Narcoleptic piece of crap. I don't want to talk to you. On my flight, guy was in the middle, and he was wearing me out because he was doing a ton of, like, sleeping and jolting, and at one point, he did a full, like, fall over, like, onto me, and I had to, like, bump him, and he was like,
He's like, sorry, got really drunk at a comedy club last night in Greensboro, falling over.
Sorry, dude. Yeah, I had a lot of strangers kind of rough me up over the weekend. Didn't expect that, but.
I sat next to a newborn on the first flight this morning, and I was like, oh, great. Silent the whole time. And if anything, we had a sleeping competition. Me and this baby both just went after it. Neck and neck. Yeah, it was awesome.
Do you feel like babies stare at you?
Yeah.
I feel like they really, single me out, man.
They know. They know that
it really wears me out.
Oh, we're, yeah.
These babies. Yeah. Ticking me off.
Yeah.
So, you know, most people see a baby and they're like, you know, they're like, I don't have a voice. They don't do that. They're like, ah, and they're smiling.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
And I just,
if anything, I get, yeah, I get more, my eyes get smaller.
What?
Like what? This baby's been on Earth maybe 6 months. He's trying to look me up and down.
Exactly.
You don't know anything.
You don't know anything.
You're so dumb.
You ain't earned no respect.
No, you can't even feed yourself. I got cucumbers in the back. All right? Talk to me when you grow 9 of them.
I want to look at the our 100 special episodes of YouTube comments. My favorite was that someone said Jake's never had a New Year's kiss because his sister always spends that holiday with her friends.
Dang.
Did you see that?
Dang, that's good.
How funny is that?
Oh, my gosh.
Megan, that was hilarious. Thank you for that comment. That killed me. Oh, what are you doing this year, sister? Ugh, on my own again.
Someone, I don't even remember saying this.
Someone said there's more hair on Trey's foot than his face right now, and I don't know how I feel about it.
That's too bad.
Well, I should probably, I got the socks on today, so just back off, Jenna.
I don't remember saying this. Stephanie said, she's at the part where we're not able to be a Navy SEAL, and I said, yeah, because I can't make my bed, and you said, mine is overall weakness.
Yeah. just
everything. Yeah, just even signing up.
The whole thing, yeah.
Showing up on just time.
All right, sir, if you want to join the SEALs, we got to check out, right, making sure everything's all right. First thing, we're just going to do a quick MRI. Back me up in there. Okay, get me out of here. They're like, sir.
You're like,
can you imagine Navy SEAL? Is it okay if my wife Katie comes and rubs on my foot as I'm back there? It just helps put me at ease.
There's a lot of hair on it, so it calms me down.
Yeah.
You're talking.
And after we get through that, I'll be able to do the hold my breath for 8 minutes in freezing water thing. I promise.
Yeah, like you get done with the MRI and you're talking to the other guys like at basic training. You're like, I bet they give us the hardest stuff at first to weed out the weak ones.
Right?
So I bet it's easy after the MRI.
You guys all made it through the MRI?
Dang.
I bet they're in a tough group. Holy moly. Jeez. None of you guys cried when they took the blood? When they did your blood sample?
Huh.
We're going to be a strong group.
I mean... Wow. If we can make it through those MRI noises, I think surviving torture and interrogation is going to be a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
What do you fellas think?
Yeah.
I think we're set.
We've got this.
I don't even need to be duct taped and thrown into a big pool with a cinder block around my ankles.
No.
That was hard.
We are going to be SEALs. Do it with me. That would be me as a SEAL. Just
the effeminate Navy SEAL.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't even fathom the difference between me and a Navy SEAL. They'd be like, all right, Trey, you got to shim yourself through this cave. We got to attack them through the back. I'm like,
right
that
now?
Yeah, I would get very uncomfortable under there. I would probably panic.
It looks dark once I get in. Is it pretty dark towards the back? Yeah, do I have a headlamp? Or are people coming in after me? Or what's the order here? Is it going to be on my elbows once we start crawling, which I'm down to crawl, but is it going to scrape? Should I wear long sleeves?
Yeah. Who has the sunscreen? I've been asking this for weeks. I just don't feel like this is...
Look, I'm all... Yeah, I...
There's no way Navy SEALs ever put sunscreen on.
I think they kick you out. It's a dishonorable discharge.
Yeah, it is.
If you put on sunscreen.
He wore SPF 30.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah,
I can't imagine, man.
I mean, even just... I mean, I'm in the same boat. Just the overall demeanor from what I know of what it takes to be in the military. I mean, just the way they speak to you. You know, I would just be like, look, I'm a big words of affirmation guy. So if I could just, at least once a day, if I could just hear something positive.
What's the point of being so rude?
It's a lot of yes, sir, no, sir. And you call me maggot a lot. That seems outdated. And honestly, I think you could do better than that. Yeah. That doesn't even do anything to me. I mean, come up with a better insult. Maggot.
I forgot. Maggot was kind of the classic.
At least in the
movies. Still call people that.
Yeah.
You maggots. Call people a maggot more often. But that's really close to two words that really upset people.
I was going
to
say, better than the alternative that rhymes. So maybe maggot's good.
MAGA?
Oh.
See, that goes both ways. You don't know what you're saying anymore.
Yeah. Probably a good call.
Who knows? I liked someone. Becky commented, "You're looking at an Elks free throw hoop shoot school winner right here, sixth grade baby." choked at regionals, though. Remember when I mentioned that? That weird free throw thing I had?
Yeah.
So some girl knows.
Yeah.
She won in sixth grade. How many did you make, Becky? Did you make 23 out of 25?
Choked at
Doubt
regionals.
Woo! Oh, and then some girl says, my sister got third place at Washington State's Elks free throw contest. Nice. I got second place in Oklahoma's, Allison, so... I wish I could do it again. Surely there's some old man free throw contest. You could go tear that up.
Dude, you ever just like been in the gym and like, let me shoot granny style for a little bit. And then been like, this is not that hard. I should do this if I didn't care
Have
about my
Have you heard Rick Barry, the famous NBA player?
And his son.
Who stands by it. Have you heard him explain like why it's more effective?
I assume it's like the soft like touch and the backspin.
Yeah, it's just like it's less things to mess up. It's so low and soft and...
Yeah, you're like using bigger body parts, I guess, to shoot.
Yeah, you're closer. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like repeatable. And And then they quoted something. I think it was a Malcolm Gladwell podcast.
Nice. Good for you.
Revisionist history. He's the best. And they talked... Wilt Chamberlain was a horrible free throw shooter.
I've listened to this.
And there was like a 6-game stretch or something where he tried it. And he went from like 40% to 65% from the foul line. But then he quit because he was like, this is lame.
He was just getting like made fun of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to... What's that NPR podcast that's very popular? This American Life. This American Life about the granny shot. It was so impressive. No one knows this. So yeah, Wilt Chamberlain was like a 50% free throw shooter his entire career. The night he scored 100 points, it's whatever knows Wilt Chamberlain by, he shot granny style that night, and he shot like 80% from the free throw line. But he was still so humiliated by shooting. The podcast was actually about like social... Like what's your social threshold for like embarrassment? It was really interesting. But yeah, granny shots.
Wow.
And he has a son, Rick Barry has a son named Canyon, which he was very ahead of his time for an annoying white person
name.
Right,
yeah, I don't know where he got that. But.
And yeah, Canyon looks like an absolute dork, but he's trying to like make it in the NBA shooting granny style.
I mean, if he was doing that and shooting like 68%, it'd be pretty late. He's right on the cusp. That's all I said. He shoots like 79%.
Oh.
Which is good. But it's not great. It'd be cool if he was like, yeah, he's 90%. You'd be like, well, you can't argue with the guy.
That's tricky.
I shot better than that at the Elks free throw contest, so you tell me, Canyon.
Yeah. Text him, too. Has Tiger texted back, by the way?
No.
Gosh. Probably.
He doesn't even say delivered.
Change his number again.
Blech.
One of the top comments last week from a guy named Shalom says, you guys have an African listener here.
Shalom?
Yeah.
Oh, Shalom to you. African listener?
Yeah. Looks nice.
Wow.
I'm not going to try
What part of Africa? We don't know.
Not specific. Shalom. This episode. Slowly tell us more. One sentence at a time. We want to slowly get to know you. Not too much at once.
Yeah.
This episode, what part of Africa? Slowly go on.
Let's talk a little current news segment. Current news.
Okay.
With Trey and Jake.
I like that name.
Silento. Remember him?
Watch me whip. What's he up to?
He was indicted for murder.
Oh, watch me kill.
Now watch me shoot. Watch me run. Watch me get charged. Ain't no fun. Can't wait for that dance.
Run from the cops.
What was his other song?
Cops. That's the part of the song where he's saying,
Bop. That was pretty good. Okay.
Thanks.
He was wielding a hatchet, I'm sorry, not a gun.
Oh, that is Brian Paulson. That's too bad.
So, yeah, whipping Nene, man. That's an all-timer. It's too bad he couldn't have a brighter future, so I guess.
It is crazy, because I think when he snapped on, I mean, just the genius song that was Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nene, we all thought he is destined for greatness. Mm. This is just the start of a massive career for Silento.
Yeah.
And this is a huge shock to me.
But maybe some of the story reads, I mean, I think it could maybe go better, but it said they were the like investigators and the questioning were getting pissed because when they'd say like, they'd ask him a question, he'd just go, Silento!
Oh, he's pleading the fifth that way.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And they didn't realize that. They were like, sir, we under...
Cooperate.
Whippanene is outdated. It had its time, but cooperate.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the article in front of me, but... It would make sense. Did he happen to hatchet the guy in like the lower half of his body?
Call of Duty style.
Like, did he give him a stanky leg?
I'm not aware
of
that yet.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
That's what it sounds like. He gave him some sort of stanky leg. And then, you know, you tell him, break your legs. Break them.
Break your legs. Break them.
Break your legs.
No, seriously, break them.
Break them.
Yeah, he also had a gun. It's a whole thing. Wow.
Oh, dual wielding hatchet gun combo. I would probably choose one over the nae-nae. Other. Yeah, that's a little whip, a little nae-nae.
I feel like I gave you all a heads up with the song.
Okay.
So
Silento.
Silento no mo.
Silento.
What else is going on?
Just check Twitter to see what other current news we have. I'm not gonna talk about the first three things that are on there.
Yeah,
it's not fun to talk about.
That's Twitter for you. Everything's a nightmare, right? You know what I'm tired of? Seeing people saying, dozens of people vaccinated test positive for COVID.
Oh.
Did anyone ever say the vaccine would make you never have COVID again the rest of your life?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Like immunity.
No one's ever explained that's what, yeah. I don't know. That's just been a weird thing. And at this point, it's chaos. Everyone's just clicking on everything. Everyone's just making crazy articles. I don't know what's happening.
This has got to be the worst time to be a legitimate journalist.
Yeah,
you're trying to actually do right, and just like you're having to compete with like QAnon conspiracy theorists who mm-hmm. can get just as many clicks.
Yeah,
it's like dang, I gotta.
That's true.
Oh, that would just be a bummer.
It is. Yeah, I feel like it's. I've thought about it all the time. Like some of these, you have your. I don't know, Jake Paul type people or whatever, these influencers who are getting so rich and famous just because they take the model of like, get a lot of clicks by all means.
Yeah.
I've thought of a lot of times, like I could trend on Twitter pretty quick if I wanted to.
We could say some stuff.
But, you know, do I really want to do that? So, yeah. I know. It's kind of weird.
I think at some point, so the Jake and Logan Paul thing, they were decently big, but what blew them up on YouTube in like 2017 was that they created all this fake drama that they hated each other.
Yeah.
You need to pick your target. I don't mm-hmm. know who it is, but someone at like a similar size of you.
Okay, my wife.
I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then you do eventually fight in a boxing ring.
She just keeps making these weird muffins.
I had it. You were very clear in the vows.
Said, hey, don't. Somebody's. It's either you and me, but someone's whipping in an A-Nan. And it would just start just doing. She starts a YouTube channel. We grow it that way.
Nice.
It just
smart.
Says, Katie hates her husband.
Katie hates her husband.
And every video is her just chewing me out. I'm like, stop. She's like, get another MRI. Please don't make me. Not the SEALs training.
Her YouTube title becomes like, pranking my husband with MRI machine in our bedroom.
Yeah.
That's the type of video she makes.
She's coming on the tour with us. And yeah. Every day she uploads a video of her just it's just a time lapse of her thumbs downing my show for an hour.
I don't get it. What is it? This is supposed to be funny?
That sounded pretty rude.
Stop. Oh. 2 years you've been working on this.
I think that could get somewhere.
I think, yeah. Katie Hates Her Husband is a really fun YouTube title.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it's not taken.
It's like kind of, it has a nice little flow to it. K-H-H-K-Triple-H?
Yeah. Oh, that was, we'd sell some merch.
Yeah.
What would like she call her subscribers, you think? Husband haters? What's up, husband haters?
What's up, husband haters?
We're back with another video. Every
another video. Hey, is your stupid husband still around? Same. I'm trying to get back at him. I made him those dumb muffins again.
And perfect, you know, integration. This is when we finally start selling Hit Her t-shirts.
Yes.
You sell Hit Her. She's selling like Cheat On Him shirts, you know.
Yes.
And you know, we don't even care about the lawsuits up. Because right. We're covered in money. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Yep.
Yeah.
And that is the dream.
Okay.
Ever since I was
let's
a little boy.
That, yeah. Let's write that down. Let's get that URL before someone else.
Katie has her husband. .com is taken. We can go .net, .org, or .dot.
Katie hates
party. Actually, .dot party.
I heard like .dot church is one now.
That's big. Probably
Katie
smart,
hates husband. .dot church.
Smart to claim that one, just in case.
Yeah, that one.
Aren't you? Is it you? It's one of my friends that has like randomly a lot of URLs. Is that you?
No.
Who is that? I got excited. I was like, maybe that is you. One of my friends just has like quite a few. I'm like, what are you doing with these? He's like, just sitting on them. All right. He doesn't literally sit on them. That would be strange. But he says he does like how it feels. But I don't know who that is.
So yeah, we'll start the YouTube channel. It's going to be great. So we'll get right on that. And
let us know down in the comments what kind of videos you want to see from Kitty Hits Her Husband.
Yeah, let us know. Thank you guys. And get your tickets to the tour. It's happening. Is happening.
Yeah. Yep.
And like half the shows are sold out. It's amazing. So keep buying tickets. Go to my website. And we'll see y'all next week as always.
TreyKennedy.com/tour.
Peace. Correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.